Happy first day of summer. Thanks, everyone, for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Two USDA research agencies are set to relocate to the country's heartland. USDA's Stephanie Ho has the story.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will relocate the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture to the Kansas City region.
The Kansas City region has proven itself to be a hub for all things agriculture and is a booming city in America's heartland. There's already a significant presence of USDA and federal government employees in the region.
That was Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Secretary Perdue says the decision will save taxpayer money.
USDA conducted a cost-benefit analysis, and conservative estimates show a savings of nearly $300 million over a 15-year lease period on employment cost and also of about $20 million per year, which will allow more funding for the missions, for research, and of critical needs.
The move also is aimed at being closer to agricultural stakeholders and customers.
My goal as Secretary of Agriculture is and has been to make USDA the most effective, the most efficient, and customer-focused department in the entire federal government, and that means being more responsive to the people outside of Washington, D.C.
He adds that moving the two USDA research agencies to the Kansas City region puts them close to an existing hub of agricultural innovation.
There's already a lot of agriculture and agribusiness in that region. You know, the NBAF facility is going in not too far away.
NBAF stands for the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility at Kansas State University. Kansas City also is in the center of what's known as the Kansas City Animal Health Corridor.
Those agritech, agribusiness, biotechnology, agricultural companies can build synergy.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And that move will happen over the next few months. Have a great day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.